11:45 a.m. I go down with a group of Wall Street bankers to show them the new suite for the 18 new apprentice applicants. They agree that it looks great, and I realize I'm looking forward to having another group of enthusiastic young people to work with. The boardroom looks ready for another dynamic season. We go down to the atrium level. A few people wave and say, "You're fired!" I take a tour through the beautiful new space occupied by Asprey, the famed jewelers, which covers three floors in the front of Trump Tower. When you see the British flag flying next to the American flag on 56th and 5th Avenue, it's because of Asprey. They are the jewelers to the royal family and many other people of discerning taste. As I pass through reception back to my office, I stop to ask Georgette how she's doing her first week back at work. Very well. She's a trooper. 12:15 p.m. I return the calls that have come in and call Tiffany in California for an update. George Ross comes in for a meeting, and we discuss a few things pertinent to the new season of The Apprentice, as well as business issues. Andy Weiss, Bernie Diamond, and Alan Weisselberg also come in for meetings. I take a call from Rudy Giuliani regarding a dinner together, and I talk to Random House about a sales conference where I will appear. I told Random House that I wanted to give readers everything needed to be successful in life in fewer than 300 pages. That's a challenge, and I like to challenge myself as much as possible. But my books aren't strictly educational. They might become less interesting if they were one-dimensional. Robin comes in to remind me of the Police Athletic League Board of Directors meeting next week, and we discuss some invitations and business proposals that have come up. Here's someone who wants to build a tower on top of Trump Tower with me after hearing the idea on Saturday Night Live. I seriously doubt if this guy knows that SNL is a comedy show, and he's decided he's my new partner because he also likes chicken wings. We couldn't make these things up if we tried. In fact, if the Saturday Night Live writing team ever runs out of ideas, they should come over here for a day or so and just read my mail. 1 p.m. I take a call from Wagner College in Staten Island. I will be receiving an honorary doctorate degree in May, certainly an honor. Dr. Trump. Sounds good to me. It's surprising what a few days of honest reflection and number crunching can do, because one of the contractors from earlier this week calls back and finds he can do the job easily for $150,000 less than he'd originally thought. I figured as much, and that's why I finally took the call. I take a call from Vinny Stelio, who is checking out the golf course development and construction at Trump National Los Angeles. We are building a truly great course there. I make a call to my brother Robert to see what's up. He'll be going to London next week. I tell Bobby Hollywood, one of my bodyguards, that I want to take a walk over to Trump Park Avenue. These days, that can be quite an adventure, but he's up to it. 1:45 p.m. I arrive at Trump Park Avenue. The lobby looks great, but I want the doormen to be wearing white gloves. After all, this is Park Avenue. I notice some of the woodwork is off kilter in one of the elevators. I ask that it be fixed immediately and that they take the elevator out of service until it is. I have an eye for little things which can either amaze people or irritate them, depending on the circumstances. I do a property check, and it's looking good overall, although not perfect. So we go over a few things that need attention. I always pretend that I'm a tenant in all of my buildings. What things would bother me if I were? First of all, everything has to shine, otherwise it just looks lousy. The lobby and the halls have to be in mint condition at all times. All the fixtures should be polished and lit, and the carpeting has to look brand new, always. Run down anything looks run down, and run down is not acceptable, ever. Most landlords wouldn't want a tenant like me, but that's why most tenants want a landlord like me. Being a perfectionist works to their benefit.